Like my parakeh, Mishnah Tats Ma'asim, Mishnah Yisrael, Ashal Nachri. Mishnah Nachri, Ashal Yisrael. Somebody who buys produce from a gut, take off Ma'asim from his own produce, to pass out the produce he bought from the gut, or vice versa. He can take off Ma'asim from the produce he bought from the guy to pass off his own produce. And we know for sure that the guy didn't take off Ma'asim from his own produce before selling it to you. And this kind of holds that a guy who owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the produce that grows in that land is chayav in Ma'asim. Mishal Yisrael, Alshel Kusim. Mishal Kusim, Alshel Kusim. Somebody who buys produce from a kusi. And this kind of holds that a kusi is a geri emes. They're real geri. Even so, the produce you bought from the kusi, we know for sure the kusi didn't take off Ma'asim from that produce. And even though the kusim take off ma'aser from the produce that they eat themselves, but they don't take off ma'aser from the produce that they sell to you. And they are different than Amaretz, as most Amaretzim do take off ma'aser from the produce that they sell, but kusim don't take off ma'aser from the produce that they sell, as kusim are not concerned about the avera of lufnei iver lo sitei michshol, that you shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, meaning that you shouldn't cause another person to do an avera. So therefore they're not concerned about selling the produce without taking off the ma'aser, even though possibly the buyer will not take off the ma'aser himself before eating it. So therefore, since we know for sure that the kusi didn't take off ma'aser from the produce he is selling you, you'll let it take off ma'aser from your own produce to potter up the produce you bought from the kusi. And vice versa would also be true. You would be allowed to take off ma'aser from the produce you bought from the kusi to potter up your own produce. And so too, if you bought produce from two different kusim, you can take off ma'aser from the produce you bought from one kusi to potter up the produce that you bought from the second kusi, as we know for sure that both kusim didn't take off ma'aser before selling you the produce. Rabbi Eliezer writes there, Mishal kusim, Alshal kusim. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with the Tanakhama. Rabbi Eliezer holds, if you bought produce from two different kusim, you can't take off ma'aser from the produce you bought from one kusi to potter up the produce you bought from a second kusim. And so too, he argues with that which the Tanakhama says, that you can take off ma'aser from your own produce to potter up produce you bought from a kusim. And even though Rabbi Eliezer agrees that kusim are not concerned about the avera of lifnei iver lo sitei michshol, and therefore they would not take off ma'aser from their produce before selling it to you. But it's possible that they originally planned on eating the produce themselves. And produce they eat themselves, they do take off ma'aser from that produce. And maybe after they decided eat it themselves, they changed their mind and decided to sell it to you. So it is possible that the produce you bought from a kusi, the ma'aser were taken from it. So the produce you bought from a kusi is a suffix. We don't know if the ma'aser were taken from it or not. So you can't take off ma'aser from the produce you bought from one kusi to potter up the produce you bought from the second kusi, as maybe the produce you bought from the first kusi, the ma'aser were taken from it, while the produce you bought from the second kusi, the ma'aser were not taken from it. So therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he has to take off ma'aser separately from the produce he bought from each kusim. That was my parakeh, Mishnah Yud. Atis nakov, harezeh karet. Produce that grows in a flower pot that had the preparation and draws some of its nutrients from the ground. That produce is chayav in trumas and ma'aser as if it grew in the ground. And since it draws its nutrients from the ground, it's chayav in trumas and ma'aser. Tara me'ar et ha'atzit nakov. Me'ar tzit nakov ala ar. Trumaso trum. Somebody who has produce that grew in the ground. And he also has produce that grew in the ha'atzit nakov in a flower pot that had the preparation. Since both the produce that grew in the ground and the produce that grew in the ha'atzit nakov are both chayim and trumas and ma'asers, he can take off truma from one to potter up the other. Misha'eno nakov. Ala nakov truma. But somebody who has produce that grew in a atzit she'eino nakov, in a flower pot that does not have a preparation, such produce, since it does not draw its nutrients from the ground, is not chayav in trumas and ma'aser. And if he has produce that grew in a atzit nakov in a flower pot that has a preparation, and he also has produce that grew in a atzit she'eino nakov in a flower pot that does not have a preparation, he would not be allowed to take off truma from the produce that grows in the atzit she'eino nakov to potter up the produce that grows in the atzit nakov, since the produce that grows in the atzit she'eino nakov is not chayav in trumas and ma'aser. But what happens if he does take off truma
from the produce that grows in the Ashishaino Naka, that he has in mind that that tumor should pass throughout the produce that grew in the Ashish Naka. The Mishnah teaches us that even though that truma does not potter up the produce that grows in the Ashish Naka, since the truma that you took from the produce that grows in the Ashishaino Naka is not chayav in trumas and maizus, but you do have to give that truma to the Kohen, and after you give that truma to the Kohen, you have to take off truma separately from the Ashish Naka. And since the truma that you took off from the Ashishaino Naka does not potter up the produce that grows in the Ashish Naka, you have to take off truma separately from the produce that grows in the Ashish Naka. Even so, the truma that you took off from the Ashishaino Naka, you have to give to the Kohen, even though it's not really truma at all, since the produce that grows in the Ashishaino Naka is not chayav in truma. But once you give it a shame truma that you call it truma, the Chacham tell you that you have to give that truma to the Kohen. Min ha-nakov ashena nakov truma. V'loi taicha ashiyoti alei truma z'maisa. What happens if somebody takes off truma from the produce that grows in the Ashish Naka with in mind that that truma should pass throughout the produce that grows in the Ashishaino Naka? Such truma you have to give to the Kohen, but the Kohen is not allowed to eat the truma until he takes off truma z'maisas from the truma that you gave him. As when you take off truma from the Ashish Naka and you have in mind that it should pass throughout the Ashishaino Naka, it's not truma at all. And the produce that grew in the Ashishaino Naka is not chayav in truma. So you can't take off produce from the Ashish Naka to pass throughout the produce that grows in the Ashishaino Naka. So it's not truma at all. But you still have to give it to the Kohen since you called it truma. But the Kohen can't eat it until he takes off truma z'maisus from the truma that you gave him. And since it's not truma at all, it's considered tevel. As the produce in the Ashish Naka is tevel since you hadn't taken off the truma z'maisus yet. So the truma that you give to the Kohen is tevel since it's not truma at all. And since it's tevel, the Kohen is not allowed to eat it until he takes off truma z'maisus from the truma that you give.